In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Throughout human history, God continues to surprise his people. Sometimes these surprises are pleasant ones. Sometimes, at least in our limited human view, they do not seem to be to our benefit at all. But in the long run, what is inescapably true is that all of God's surprises work together for good to those who love God. It seems to me that God's surprises play a prominent part in the story from Acts that was just read and in the verses that follow it. Let me complete the story for you. When this had dawned on him, Peter went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of their mind. You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said it must be his angel. But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door, they saw him, and they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the brothers about this," he said, and then he left for another place. In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. Did you catch it? The whole story is full of God's surprises. The first one, of course, is not a very pleasant surprise. It's Peter's arrest by Herod. Peter had been preaching for quite some time without being bothered by the government. And now, all of a sudden, Herod decides to persecute the church, and without warning, Peter is thrown into prison. Not a particularly pleasant surprise, to be sure. But it is a surprise through which God acts to show his mighty power and his care for his people once again. But the next surprise is an interesting one. It has to do with the prayers of the church, the people who are praying for Peter's welfare. And the surprise is that God really does answer their prayers and answers them beyond their expectation. God sends an angel to release Peter from prison. And Peter realizes that God is telling him that he does indeed fulfill his promises and rescue his people. The surprises continue. They get to the city gate, and the gate opens up, and the angel departs from him. And Peter goes to the house where the church is gathered. And there's another surprise. The servant girl, Rhoda, is so surprised to see him that she leaves Peter standing at the door while she goes and tells the people that he is there. And they're so surprised by what has happened that they say, "No, it must be a mistake, Rhoda. It must be his angel or somebody else." And when they see Peter, they too are surprised. In fact, the text says they're astonished. And then the final surprise in this story. Herod is surprised that Peter could have escaped from prison. He just can't believe that that could happen. And not understanding that it is God's power that accomplishes this, he blames it on the prison guards and has them executed. It's an interesting story. It is, I think, a kind of a microcosm of God's actions in human history and perhaps in our personal histories as well. What occurs to me is that God is always surprising us with what he does in our world and in our lives. For example, he surprised us a few years ago when that Berlin Wall came down as the result of the prayers and the meetings of people in Christian churches in East Germany. And the Lord allowed my organization, the International Lutheran Layman's League, to have some small entrance into that formerly communist country, the land of Luther, where God's presence had virtually disappeared. What a surprise it was last summer when Stefan Harms, the leader of the LLL of Germany, a small group of lay people concerned about lack of interest in the church in Germany, came to us and said, how can we get lay volunteers involved in our churches? God's surprises continued, of course, when the Soviet Union disintegrated. And by God's grace, the Lutheran Layman's League and the Mission Department of the Lutheran Church Missouri Center were able to seize opportunities for ministry, first in Latvia and then in Russia itself. What a surprise. What an ironic surprise it was when Jose Flores, who was then our Lutheran Hour director and who is now one of your students here, was able to find a space for our Lutheran Hour ministry offices in the former office of the Ministry of Propaganda of the Communist Party. And on it goes. The kinds of surprises that God works in our history, in our world, the splitting apart of the Czechoslovakian country so that there is now an opportunity for ministry in Slovakia and a chance to share God's word with the people there. The chances we have had to share the word of God in China, believe it or not, through the China Christian Council, a part of the Communist Party, but an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through cassette ministry in that communist country. I could tell you a lot about God's surprises that have opened opportunities for the Lutheran Layman's League and for the church in countries around the world. Opportunities that we grab hold of as God surprises us with his surprising mercy and grace. Or the surprising opportunities that happen in this country when God sends to our shores a Hispanic population and we were able to grab the opportunity to minister to them through our Ayer Hoy y Siempre 15-minute drama program and through One Moment with God and working with the congregations in this country to do ministry. Surprise, surprise. It happens all the time. But God's surprises also come to us personally. I don't know how it is with you, but I know, I was talking to the young man here a little bit, that God continues to surprise me in my life. If anybody would have plotted my life for me, it wouldn't have gone the way it has. I would not have spent the last 15 years with the Lutheran Layman's League. I would not have gotten into a black ministry in St. Louis on my graduation from the seminary there. God continues to surprise me throughout my life, always in ways that, although I don't always see exactly where the Lord is going with me, it turns out, as it always does, that he is working for my good. And I would suspect that it's been that way for you. If you think back over your own history, maybe for some of you, the surprise is that in some strange and wonderful way, God brought you here to this seminary to prepare to work for him full-time in the church as a pastor. Maybe there may be one or two of you for whom God's surprise is that you are here at all. A couple of weeks ago, we had the opportunity to hear the story of Dave and Barb Anderson, who with Don Wharton and four other people went down in a plane crash in the Bering Sea in waters where nobody had survived for more than 20 minutes. Surprise. The Lord took care of them. And after 40 minutes, and in one case an hour in that cold water of the Bering Sea, they actually survived, and their faith was strengthened to witness for them, for him, even more strongly. And we hope that we're going to be able to get the rights to that story to use it as a television program. Not to tell the story of Don and Barb Anderson, but to tell the story of God's wonderful surprise in taking care of his people. I don't know what your story is, but I don't know this. God surprises, whatever they may be, are a part of the lives of every one of us. But you know, when you think about it, that really should not be too surprising. For the most astonishing, the most amazing surprise of all is that God entered our world. That he entered our world as a little baby born at Bethlehem. His birth was announced to those surprised shepherds out there in the fields outside Bethlehem on that first Christmas night. God's surprising entry into our world continued with his surprising words and deeds as he wandered the paths of Palestine. And of course, the surprise of his death on the cross that caused that surprised Roman centurion to say, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And then the greatest surprise of all, he rose victorious from the grave. That's the emphasis, isn't it, in your theme for this week? Surprise, surprise. Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. And then the real amazing thing for each and every one of us, God has invaded our lives with his surprises. He surprised us with his grace in holy baptism. He continues to surprise us with that grace through his word and in the sacrament of the altar, where he enters us and makes us one with him and gives to us day by day that forgiveness of our sins that is ours through the body, through partaking of his body and his blood, as you will tomorrow, and through the offer and assurance of forgiveness that is yours in the word day by day. That's what it's all about, isn't it? We are witnesses to God's astonishing surprises. And through your ministry that begins already in this place, as you minister to one another, and to your family, and to your friends, and in your fieldwork congregations, and wherever it may be, through those ministries and through the ministry of the Lutheran Layman's League and through the ministry of the church, we are called to share God's surprises with the world. It was those surprises of God that called St. Peter into ministry. And it's those surprises of his grace that call us into ministry today. Beware. Beware of God's surprises in your life. They may take you unawares. But also be assured that whatever those surprises may be, God will work them for your good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.